Hey, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Just want to tell you that when we start the new year, we're going to look at the names of God. We're going to see how these names of God allow us to look at Him in a more intimate way and know Him in a deeper way. But we'll finish out this year today, Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." King Herod, he did not allow threats to his authority. He executed several of his own children and some of his wives because he thought they were plotting against him. With the birth of Jesus, his brutality was demonstrated in chilling ways. The wise men's search for Jesus made Herod aware that a newborn king was in the area. And since he wasn't certain of Jesus' exact location, just think about this. Think about the sinister act. He ordered the killing of all boys 2 years old or younger. 2 years old or younger, all boys in Bethlehem and even in the surrounding area. Jesus escaped only because Joseph was warned in a dream. And when we think of the events surrounding Jesus' birth, we often picture Jesus sleeping in, you know, as a song says, heavenly peace. But through Herod's actions, we see that hell was unleashed when God became man. You know, death followed Jesus throughout his life. From the moment of his birth, those in authority were trying to kill him, and they finally did. But not as a helpless victim. Jesus voluntarily gave himself up for us on the cross. He died in my place. He died in your place as our substitute. He died so we could live. The question is the most important question. Have you surrendered yourself to him? Have you surrendered yourself to the king? Or, like Herod, are you still trying to keep him out of your life? Father, shatter my fanciful thoughts of a manageable baby in a manger. Move my mind to see the suffering servant and move me to bow before the one who died on the cross so that I could live. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, parents, take some time this Christmas to discuss the difficult events surrounding the birth of Jesus with your children. Satan was actively trying to destroy him as soon as he entered humanity. And you know what? Satan is still alive and active today. So tell your children that our focus has to always be on Jesus.